Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Welcome back. I hope all of you had happy holidays. And I started this episode with an excerpt from a VeggieTales silly song where Larry is greeted by an agent of the IRS who is trying to collect from him, and he slams the door in the IRS person's face. And as I got into this episode, I thought I would do a little bit of reminiscing of 2018 and looking forward into 2019. So at the end of 2017, we had the tax reform signed into law. We really dug into what the tax reform meant, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And there are several pieces that I would say I understand for individual income tax, but when it comes to 199 Cap A, I certainly do not feel qualified to teach any classes on that yet. I am still learning, still trying to figure out what all of the ramifications are. Certainly, there are very intelligent people who have tried to explain it and learn how it will affect everything, and they have had to revise and redo their explanations, so I certainly feel like I am in good company in trying to learn just how exactly 199 Cap A will affect everyone. Certainly, the business people who are claiming it on their taxes, it sounds like there will be certain pitfalls that they will have to avoid. It is a deep subject for everyone to learn about. I have a feeling as we get into 2019, into the tax season, there will be many issues, including whether everyone had enough withholding throughout the year, how the tax reform will affect the various tax credits, the loss of the dependency exemptions, and all of the various changes, whether people will be satisfied or unsatisfied with the tax changes. That remains to be seen. During the year, some major changes were the rise of the use of private debt collection agencies by the IRS. That is a topic that I would like to get into more. And at this moment, we are in the middle of the third partial shutdown of the federal government. At this point, there have not been any designated orders for this week from the tax court. I have a feeling there will not be any more for the year. I have two calendars coming up for tax court in Kansas City, Missouri, one in February, one in March, and those will certainly be affected by this government shutdown. Certainly, there are several levels of the IRS that are affected. There was a recent blog post on procedurally taxing that goes into the various departments of the IRS and their shutdown. I certainly recommend that you take a look at that. But in thinking about the various issues with the IRS and the state tax agencies that I deal with, I want to say the Missouri Department of Revenue made some good reform over the last year. They reached out to the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinics of Missouri. I found out about that for Kansas, so I've been included in some discussions that they have an email address for the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinics. They also have a simplified form for low-income people to fill out when it comes to offers in compromise. That I am glad that the dialogue has been opened for the Missouri Department of Revenue with the low-income taxpayer clinic community. I've reached out to the Kansas Department of Revenue. I had a good discussion last week with one of their managers, and I am hoping that there will be better reform in 2019. And overall, that is what I am hoping from all of the tax agencies, whether they are federal or state, that we would see better communication between them and the various tax clinics, the various tax attorneys that represent low-income, elderly, English as a second language, the disabled, any of those people who are needing assistance in dealing with their tax matters, that I think it helps everyone when it comes to low-income issues for tax matters, that if they can be on a payment plan, or if everyone can agree that the individual has a financial hardship, then I think that is better than some of the tougher measures that can be instituted to deal with low income or various other people who have issues. I don't know that it's necessary to refer out to collection agencies, especially when they're only interested in collecting money. One thing that I would like to see fall away is various filing fees for low-income people. I think those can be waived. I believe the currently not collectible status that the IRS has should be something similar that is happening with state tax agencies. I like the idea of simpler measures for low-income people when it comes to payment plans or offers in compromise or other similar settlement agreement options. And I think it is necessary for there to be better dialogues happening between low-income taxpayer clinics and the various state taxing agencies or the IRS, but also the volunteer income tax assistance or the VITA or other tax preparation sites that are free for low-income or elderly individuals. I think there needs to be better dialogue between the organizations. Why we don't have better communication and just at the beginning of this season, working closer together since we have several common goals. That if we're serving the same clientele, the same groups of people, I don't see why we shouldn't be connected at the beginning of the season, why we really shouldn't be in communication year-round. So overall, this may be my hope every year, but I am hoping at the beginning of 2019 that we come into a year where there is better tax reform, where there is better communication, better understanding of the issues facing the low-income, the elderly, disabled, English as a second language taxpayers, where often these are people who are willing to pay their taxes, who don't want to do anything illegal or really avoid their responsibilities, but they have trouble in dealing with them. They often want to be treated fairly, but with bureaucracy or other issues within the system, those just do not happen for them. So overall, that is a bit of my late Christmas wish, a bit of my New Year's resolution for the next year. So I am hoping that we see some positive change over the next year. Please let me know of ways that you would like that to occur. If you have ideas for what to make a difference in 2019, please reach out to me, let me know. And overall, I am wishing you the best for 2019. And have a happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.